This is what Single Woman Chronicles is all about. This is why I created this space, because I get that a lot of people who have been in relationships for a long period of time and who haven't experienced what dating is like right now in 2024 with everything we have going on, it's so much war against single people who really want something real. That's why I created this space, because I want this to be a safe space for women to say, look, I'm tired of this. Look, I'm exhausted. Look, this is annoying. Look, I'm about to scream. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of singlewomanchronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And how are you good people doing? It is very dark outside. And it's way too early for it to be this dark outside. Like, it always shocks me. I literally just reposted this meme that says, every night at 10:30 p.m., I realize it's only 6:30. Like, why is it so freaking dark? Like, geez Louise. As you guys can see, if you're watching, my energy is a little bit low because I have had a really hard day. I understand Monica when she said just one of them days. Like, today's episode could also be called The Devil is Busy, because like I'm just so freaking exhausted. Like, it's just a whole bunch of minor things just going on, and then my cycle is on top of the like minor things going. I am just like all over the place emotionally, and I'm really trying to regulate my emotions, and I've been fighting a panic attack all day. Like, literally my heart was just palpitating for like 2 hours straight, and I'm in the car and I'm praying and I'm listening to gospel music, and I'm just like, my spirit's telling me it's just an attack. You're okay. It's a distraction. You got stuff to do. Go do it. Like, it's just, yeah. So I am having one of those days. I have like family stuff going on. I have personal stuff going on. I have been trying to conquer fear. Fear has been doing a lot in my mind because I'm trying to get my business off the ground, and I'm just exhausted, y'all. Like, I am just so exhausted, and I'm just like, I just want a break. Can I just get some good news? Like, can I just get something, please? So after this, I'm just gonna have to unwind, because this is just a lot. But hopefully I can get at least 20 minutes, because I really don't have the energy right now. But I love y'all. So I said, let me try. I'm going to try. I'm going to get on here and I'm going to try at least, honey. So today is about counseling counterfeits. And it was confirmed, because I didn't know what I was going to talk about today, but it was confirmed that this is what I was supposed to talk about, because I didn't even say out loud. Because, you know, Google be listening. You know, and the algorithms hear you and they'll suggest what you be saying. But I didn't even say it out loud. And I went on YouTube and this guy was talking about counterfeits, and he said it so eloquently. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to talk about. His name is Albiner C. Eugene, and I'm going to insert his video. I'm looking at my phone if you see me looking down. I'm going to insert his video just so you guys can hear this, because y'all, he's talking some good stuff, and I just really think we need to hear the whole thing. So, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. It's too soon. I'm going to insert it here, okay? 3, 2, 1. I'm inserting now.
There's a quote that I want to make practical. It was like, yo, the counterfeit always comes before the real thing. And I hate that, because it's like, okay, that sound good, but it's not practical. So I'm supposed to live life just thinking, this must be the counterfeit. I'm gonna say no to this beautiful opportunity because I know something good is coming. And I'm sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Like, it is so clear to me when I think about this scripture. God is in the details. God is in the details. And so if I have an opportunity presented to me, right? Forget the surface of it. Let me look at the very details of it. if in the details I see compromise, I see I'm settling, I feel like I'm making excuses. Like Pastor Jason always says, don't make the triangle into a circle. Let the circles go with the circles, the triangles go with the triangles. Don't try to make a shape so that it fits. It's like, no. When it's God, it's God. That's just the bottom line. And it's something about when you look at the details of it, it's so specific to certain prayers that you pray that you might even forgot about. It's so strategically, you go, wow, God, only you could literally craft such a beautiful thing that places before me, but it'd be the details of it. It don't be necessarily the thing. It's the details of the thing that go, wow, God, like your signature is all over this. And so I'm in this place where now I want to tell people, check the details. If you say I'm praying for a spouse and a person comes, they're really dope, but in the very details of who they are, you know you're compromising. That's the counterfeit. So it's like, yeah, you're praying for this. Here goes something that looks like what you pray for, but it's not sent from God.
Oh, well, he's talking that good stuff. Honey, he was talking that good stuff. So before we dive into exactly what he was saying, why did I even think to talk about counterfeits? Because I keep, this year in my love life has been very active, but I have to fight the urge to not feel like I'm constantly failing. And this is me being very vulnerable because this was my first year in a relationship since 2017. And then y'all know, I joke and say it was two business days, but it was painful that I was single for that long, got into a relationship and it didn't last. And then right after that, I started talking to someone else and I'm like, oh, this is the quickest I have ever talk to somebody right after dating, and that didn't work out. And then there was some confusion with me and someone that I was friends with, and we were doing relationship things, but I'm like, I don't thrive in gray. Some people are okay in the let it flow area. My brain can't take it. So I'm very when it comes to relationships, romantic relationships specifically, because I am dating intentionally for marriage, I can't do the in-between. I have to know exactly what we're doing. Are we friends or are we not friends? So just having to distance myself from that too is a lot. And all of it is painful. All of it is frustrating. And I won't necessarily say painful because that's just too powerful of a word. All of it is exhausting. Because when you keep trying at something, and this is all about this is what Single Woman Chronicles is all about. This is why I created this space, because I get that a lot of people who have been in relationships for a long period of time and who haven't experienced what dating is like right now in 2024 with everything we have going on, it's so much war against single people who really want something real. That's why I created this space, because I want this to be a safe space for women to say, look, I'm tired of this. Look, I'm exhausted. Look, this is annoying. Look, I'm about to scream. Look, if somebody else tell me to love myself and I'm gonna find my husband, I'm gonna scream louder, because loving yourself is not the cure to single. I say that all the time, but I'm not saying don't love yourself. I'm just saying you should love yourself in a relationship, out of the relationship, all the time. But people make it seem like people make it seem like you are single just because you don't love yourself. And a lot of single women actually love themselves, and that's why they're single, because they walked away from somebody or something that was negative or toxic because of the love that they have for themselves. Let me get out of my soapbox. That always annoys me. I always see people in the comments, for example, right now, B. Simone. She went on something. I don't even know what is happening, but people were just like, oh, she went on this and she sounds desperate and X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. But it's just y'all get mad at women when they say, I don't need a man, but then also get mad and call somebody desperate when they're like, I am tired of being single. I don't understand what's going on. I don't get what I'm doing wrong, if they're vulnerable. So it's that's why I created Single Woman Chronicles. I want us to have a safe space to say the things that are deep in our hearts, but we can't say them because we get criticized. We get told our feelings are constantly invalidated. And that's why I created this space. So today I just wanted to talk about canceling counterfeits, because I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real. Although this year has been a very trying, interesting year with my love life, I know that every situation that I walked away from was not the person that God has for me. Because if it's from God, then it ain't going nowhere.
For when you're tired of being distracted, Liberties is there to be absorbed. This journal of politics and culture publishes essays that linger in your mind long after you finish reading. It's for readers who want more than clickbait or breaking news, for people who value thought over noise. From democratic erosion to the meaning of art, Liberties gives you writing that matters. Experience it for yourself at libertiesjournal.com.
And that's the anchor that I hold on to. That's how I stay positive every single day. That's how I keep fighting. That's how I keep knowing that my person is coming and will come, right? And I loved his message because I hear that all the time. They say, oh, before the real thing, you know, the counterfeit is going to come. And it's like, if that's how you feel, how do you? Because I was having those thoughts. I'm like, okay, if I'm always feeling on edge, if I'm always feeling and discerning, like, this ain't right, this ain't right, this ain't right. Is it me? Am I the drama? Like, if everyone I date, I feel like could possibly be a counterfeit, how do I know when it's the real thing? And he made such a great point. He said, it's in the details. And that is so freaking right, because I can identify God's fingerprints on every part of my life except my love life. And I don't know why it's so hard for me. And it's probably because I've struggled the most in that area. So I can see God's fingerprints all over my career. Y'all already heard the story about God's fingerprints all over my apartment. I wrote the things down that I wanted and God brought me those things. And it's like, even in the relationship that I was in earlier this year, I knew early on, like, this don't feel right. Because when I talk to a lot of people who have been married for a long time, because I have friends who've been married for like at least 7 years, 4 years, like I have married friends. When I talk to them, a lot of them identify their marriage or like how they got together as like it was easy. I mean, there was a flow, like it just made sense. It clicked. But like with the situations that I've had this year, nothing really clicked. It's kind of like I feel like it's a tug of war at all the time, like at every turn. And a part of me felt like I was settling, because a counterfeit is something that's fake. A counterfeit is something that's not the real thing. Because if you're like me, you're searching for the real thing. You're searching for your person, your best friend, the person who gets you, the person who looks at you like nobody else has like looked at you, right? And because that's what I'm searching for, it's like stuff be feeling off. And I'm just so okay with like not. And my best friend was like, girl, at least you don't be settling. I tried. I be trying to settle, y'all, for real. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. Like, when you've been single for a long time and you just really want your person, sometimes you be like, man, I'm finna just settle because this is ridiculous. Like, I don't even care. And then you get into the situation and you so confident and comfortable being alone that you be like, man, I can't settle. This ain't right. So you end the situation. Like, I really been trying to say, I'd be like, man, I'm trying to just settle down. Settle down don't mean settle, though. I get it, God. I get it. But yeah, this is a safe space. Don't judge me. We listen and we don't judge. Okay. But yeah, I just can't. I just can't. Like, when it's just off. Oh, my God. So I've been writing some stuff down, like, I restarted my prayer journal for my husband. I restarted fervently praying for him. And it's just some stuff that I've been writing down and like that this is going to, I think it's good to write because I more so write the type of relationship I want down. Like not necessarily the man because it ain't got nothing to do with his height, how much money. Like that's not in there. It's like I feel safe with him. I feel like he gets me. I feel understood. I feel ease. I feel like I can tell him everything, like that kind of stuff, because I've just haven't experienced that. Like I'm looking for that thing I haven't experienced and it just feels good. And like he said in that video, he just said it. He put my thoughts into words so well, because it's like, you just, know in the details. Like, was this what I was praying for? If it's opposite everything you've been praying for, how can you think that is the real thing? Like, God wouldn't do that to you. I once heard a pastor say, if your relationship or your partner or the person you're dating isn't someone you can thank God for, was it really from God? And that's what I'm looking for. That's the love I'm looking for. When I wake up and be like, thank God for this man. Thank God for him. Like, thank God for him. And if that's not how you feel, then it might be the counterfeit. So I think it's important that we learn how to cancel counterfeits, because like a lot of people say, the counterfeit comes before the real thing, and you got to be able to identify it. Like, going back to my apartment situation, I was going to settle because I was tired. And listen, I want to be real. Don't judge yourself for feeling like you just, you know what, I don't even care no more. Because sometimes when you get that exhausted, when you've been waiting for something for a long time, when you've been fighting, scratching, struggling, trying to get to it, you get tired. So you get in your Abraham Sarah kind of like, hey, I'm finna just go sleep with the maid and make a baby, because God playing with us right now. And I'm tired of waiting. So go ahead and get Ishmael, and we just finna do what we gonna do. And I don't judge him in that story. I don't judge Sarah when she laughed at the angel when he said, by this time next year, you will have a child. I don't judge that woman, because I get it. You ain't walked with God for real if you have not questioned him. If you ain't ever been like, for real, like, God, I don't really, because if the real Bible, the Jobs, David, they was like, bruh, God, I love you, but what's going on? What is going on? Okay, so don't feel bad when you get in those seasons where you're kind of like, bruh, I'm tired of waiting for the real thing. Counterfeit might not look too bad right about now. Like, it might not be that bad. But you just got to keep the faith and keep going. Because I know for me, I have had peace too long to interrupt it with something that will ruin it. And honestly, when my spirit feel off about something, I can't stay in it. That's a job. That's a place to stay. That's all of that stuff. So we have to learn to cancel counterfeits. So when y'all out here dating, look for the signs and the details, like dude said. For example, one of the biggest things that I've struggled with, and I'm realizing this is a big, very big revelation that I had, like, I don't pray hard enough for a godly man. Like, I don't pray hard enough. And the reason is because it's in this day and age, 2024, like, it's just rare that you see men on fire for God like that. Now, they do exist. I know a few, but it's just rare that you see it. Like, I ain't just talking about men who go to church. I'm talking about men who their life is fully invested in God. I'm talking about they praying, they doing Bible study. And usually when I see them, they're older and they're married. And they got their woman. So it's like, if I'm praying and I know I'm a godly woman, I know my life is saturated with the word of God. It's saturated with Christ. Like, a guy won't understand who I am if he's not a godly man. He gonna look at me like I'm crazy because I tithe. I go to God to pray about everything. I will walk away from something big just because I'm like, God said no. He'd be looking at me like I'm crazy. So I need that godly man. Oh my God. And the second thing, I understand, like, I keep running into these situations where, like, I'm constantly feeling like I'm pulling. Like, I'm, you said you want to be here. For example, my ex, like, he pursued me. You said you want to be with me. You said that. But as soon as we got in a relationship, it's like I'm pulling you to spend time with me. I'm pulling you to do the things that people who like people should want to do. So now I'm like, dang, maybe you just don't like me. But if you don't like me, why you ask to be with me? I don't understand. The mad don't be mad then. So if I'm in a situation and it make me feel like I'm forcing you to be present, it's giving counterfeit. It's given I shouldn't be here. I'm not finna let a man tell me he don't want me. Especially not twice. I'm not finna do that. Nope. I ain't gonna be able to do it. So hopefully this episode makes sense to y'all. I told y'all emotionally, mentally, I'm just all over the place. There's just a lot going on. It's a lot. But we gotta cancel these counterfeits. But I hope his message helped y'all as much as it helped me, because I'm like, I know I ain't tripping. I know I ain't tripping, because I really did need clarity on that thing. I'm like, okay, so God, you telling me to expect to meet my man, right? But then if I'm expecting to meet him, I feel like I'm going to be always on guard if I'm thinking the counterfeit is going to be everybody. Like, no, how do we classify what's a counterfeit versus what's not? And I feel like he gave us a perfect answer. So, all right, I hope this helped y'all. If not, I'm sorry. comment, like, share. Yeah, we're going to be all right. Until next time, bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.